In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost, and on this day, in the various local churches, we celebrate the saints that are particularly dear to that church. So the saints of Russia for the Russian church, all the saints of Greece in Serbian church, etc. The readings today all have a common thread. But you have to be careful to see it. To be a saint is to not be ordinary. If you are like the rest of the world, you're not going to be a saint. In fact, if you're like the rest of the world, you won't be a Christian. That is the thread that goes through all of these readings, every single one. Now, the reading for the Sunday is the gospel is where Jesus is calling his disciples for the first time. He says to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And so now we have the gospel that is for righteous ones about the Beatitudes for all the saints of Russia. Because if you really summarize the saints, what reading can do that? I suppose the reading of the Beatitudes, the ones who perfectly fulfilled these Beatitudes. There's something very important that begins this reading. There are multitudes following Christ, and the disciples followed Christ. And the multitudes were so numerous that the Lord went up onto a mountain, and the multitudes didn't follow him. But the disciples did, and he sat down, and he began to teach them. There's following and there's following. There's loving and there's real loving. There's saying we are a Christian and there's being a Christian. The multitudes in anything, in any group of people, will not be completely sincere. I don't care where you go, what you do. Most of the people that are practicing for football don't really want to work that hard. Most of the people that say they are Christian don't really want to follow the commandments with that much effort. Where the multitudes are is apathy and neglect. And there is interest. The multitudes followed Christ because he was interesting. He said amazing things. And they listened to him. But when he wanted to say the really sublime truths of Christianity, where he expounded, this is the beginning of expounding on the commandments, really, the Sermon on the Mount, where he expanded on the truth, he only spoke to a select few who followed him. Everybody followed, but some followed more than others. And this is the lesson that we should know. Do we call ourselves Christians? All right. How much are we like other people? When people hurt us, do we get angry? That doesn't sound any different than the rest of the world. When we're in a predicament, do we lie to make it easier for ourselves? That sounds just like everybody else. Are we self-centered? I don't see a difference. Do you? To follow Christ is to do what he did. So just because there's a bunch of people walking in a group doesn't mean everybody's going the same direction. Christianity is the things that happen that are difficult. Oh, it's easy to be part of the crowd and to love the Lord. It's easy to come to the church on feast days. It's easy to have swellings of emotion at various times. But you know what's really hard is every day to live according to the gospel, even when it's difficult. The disciples had no idea what they were getting into when they followed Christ at the beginning. There was something about him that's different, so they followed him. They had no idea that what he was going to do is he was going to teach them about themselves, the ugly truth, the ugly reality. And then he was also, at the same time, going to teach them about himself. And within them, with struggle, with difficulty, with fear, with hunger, with all the rest that happened to them in those 3 years, they would learn of the truth and desire the truth above all things. But they didn't learn these truths in the midst of crowds. They learned them alone with the Lord. And they learned them when they went through their own personal difficulties. So it is with us. So much of Christianity today, what passes for Christianity, is pablum. Even within the Orthodox faith, now there's all kinds of ecclesiastical politicking right now going on about who gets what piece of what pie. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has to do with, I have more numbers than you, or all kinds of ridiculous things. Being a Christian is to follow Christ no matter what. Being a Christian is to be different than everyone else. So if you don't think you're much different than the person in the, that you work next to, or other people that you know, or your neighbors, then you best change. Because if you're the same as everybody else, if you have the same opinions, same way of life, same priorities, then you're not really following Christ no matter what you say. And you cannot hear the sublime truths of God. You know, when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he was on a mountain. They were around him. His voice would carry. Possibly he even spoke very loud so that others could hear. But how well are you going to hear someone if you're far away from them? Especially when there's crowd noise and when there's things going on. You're not going to hear the message. The only way to hear the message is to follow and to be close. Now, how do we do this? He's not walking on the earth anymore and going into onto mountains, so this is not the way we follow him. We follow him through prayer, fasting, having the right priorities. Not just on Sunday, but every day. I've told you many times, when you wake up in the morning, your first priority, really the only priority you should have that day, is to be a better Christian, to learn something of God and to do it. It should be all that matters. It doesn't matter about the meeting you have that morning, or about the potential for profit in this or that, or that you're tired, or that you're busy, or anything else. None of it matters, because it's all going to go away. The only thing that's going to stay is the person you become. That's it. Nothing else matters. That's all that matters, is who you become. The world doesn't know that. But the Christians do. So to follow Christ means to not be like the world. Investigate yourself. See how much you're like the world. To the extent you are, to that extent you're not a Christian. I'm not talking about sins now. Okay? I mean, Christians are sinners just like non-Christians. We all struggle with various weaknesses. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way you live your life. If you go day by day by day and hardly ever pray, can you say you're a Christian? If you go day by day by day and rarely go to church, if you go day by day by day and really don't think of spiritual things, are you following Christ? You have to answer that question. Remember that the multitudes didn't hear the sublime wisdom of the Lord. Only those that were seated by his feet. Only those that were close to him. To be close to him means you need to follow him under every circumstance, not just the easy ones. May God help us to follow him. Amen.